First Up, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Andrew Loud. It's Thursday, October 10th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So you have to go back a century or more to see catastrophic impacts from a hurricane of this magnitude.
Hurricane Milton makes landfall in the US and global hunger levels to stay high for another century. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. Two people are believed to have died after Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida. Multiple people have also been taken to hospital as the storm hit St. Lucie. More than 1.5 million homes and businesses are now without power across the state, as the National Weather Service says the situation is life-threatening. Bill Waddell, who works for the forecaster AccuWeather, says it could devastate towns and cities.
People who are alive in Florida have never experienced hurricane impacts like what we expect to see over the next 8 to 12 and 24 hours. You have to go back a century or more to see catastrophic impacts from a hurricane of this magnitude.
The Taoiseach says US President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a significant conversation about the Middle East. Simon Harris met President Biden in Washington to mark the centenary of diplomatic relations between Ireland and the United States. The meeting at the Oval Office lasted just under an hour, and the Taoiseach said he's hopeful peace can be brought about in the Middle East.
There was a very serious conversation of substance about bringing about a cessation of violence. And obviously I made it clear to the President, the Irish view, that all countries should be doing everything within their capacity to stop the violence. Of course, in relation to the United States, that does involve the issue of arming and providing arms and munitions.
The Housing Minister says the Planning and Development Bill is the most significant reform of our planning laws in over a quarter of a century. The landmark bill was passed by the Dáil last night, with 72 TDs voting in favour and 60 against. Minister Dara O'Brien dismissed claims the bill was rushed, saying that it's the culmination of 3 years of work.
We needed this overhaul of our planning system to give statutory timelines around decisions, so clear timelines around it. This helps for not only what we need to deliver ourselves as a country around housing and infrastructure, but also for people who want to invest in our country to make sure that the planning system is as it should be.
There are calls for the HSE to recruit 120 extra dentists amid claims thousands of children are being turned away. A dental seminar in Athlone in County Westmeath has heard that there are currently only 253 dentists in the public system, compared to 330 20 years ago. CEO of the Irish Dental Association, Fintan Harahan, says the HSE was unable to offer appointments to over 100,000 children last year due to a shortage of dentists.
The HSE has said the staffing levels that were in place at the end of last year are now fixed, and our worry is the posts which were lost over many years and which have left us way behind where we were 15 years ago mean that we'll never rebuild the service, and more children will lose their access to the dentist.
Many people with disabilities face financial abuse, discrimination and obstacles when it comes to banking. The National Advocacy Service, in its social policy paper, highlights how the move towards digitalisation across the banking sector has resulted in the exclusion of many people with disabilities from conducting basic banking tasks. The findings also reveal that discrimination on the grounds of disability is a recurring concern in current banking practice for many people with disabilities. NAS National Manager Joanne Condon says the financial sector tends to be overly focused on people with disabilities, viewing them as vulnerable customers rather than citizens with rights.
Some of it relates to the way that banking is offered, and some of the limitations or discriminatory practices that can happen when someone walks in the door and maybe, you know, has a visible disability, that they are provided a different type of service to other people, as they say, with maybe restrictions on their accounts or that.
The London Film Festival is officially underway after Steve McQueen's World War II movie Blitz opened the event last night. It runs until the 20th of October and sees new film series and immersive storytelling shown across London and the UK. Irish actress Saoirse Ronan says it felt poignant filming Blitz in the current news landscape.
Usually you will shoot a film and you'll be in that world and then you'll leave it behind at the end of the day, but you would leave set and you would turn on the radio on the way home, or you'd put the TV on and you were seeing the real thing. So there was no escape from it, which made it just feel even more relevant, even more kind of immediate.
And in sport, a Republic of Ireland defender Nathan Collins says the squad is frustrated more than lacking confidence. They go into tonight's Nations League fixture with Finland and Helsinki off the back of three consecutive defeats. Ireland have also never won away from home in the Nations League, but captain for the night Collins believes they can put that right. Kickoff in Helsinki is at 7:45.
That's First Up for this morning. Please join us again tomorrow. In the meantime, you can keep up to date on our website. That's newstalk.com. Thanks for listening.